Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Rivers Worship Group with Hallelujah, Praise Yahweh, all brings us down to 27 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. There's, of course, that time where we get to delve into the Word of God this afternoon. I'm not flying solo. As you know, this time of the afternoon, every single Wednesday, we got Word Fest. And joining me in studio is none other than Wednesday's pastor in the house, Pastor Bimoyo. Good afternoon, highly branded in CFA regalia. Sawubona mfundisi.
Amen. 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 Amen.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. This is Luke. And how are you?
I am doing amazingly well.
Thank you
good
so much.
Good to have you with me, mfundisi.
Thank you.
It's a rushed afternoon, I see.
Thank you. I have to, you know, before people believe in you, you must believe in yourself.
Okay.
Yes. This is the vision that God gave me.
Come on.
So I must wear it out there.
Come on.
And as I wear it out there, I'm prophesying that CFA is here.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. Welcome back, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much.
Should I give a review?
Yes,
review,
please.
Review of Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Of Saturday. It was absolutely amazing. We were all out at CFA, in case you didn't know. And if you didn't, you heard our interview last week. Ladies met up in one room and it was absolutely amazing and life-changing. I must say, I enjoyed myself and had some good food as well.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Thank you so much for having us as Radio Pulpit as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
thank
to you, Mamoyo, definitely the engine behind it all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We saw the pictures and we had the waves.
The waves,
that
definitely.
It was an awesome, wonderful, prestigious
definitely.
Service. Yeah, we saw the ladies there. They were all dressed up.
Yep.
And it was, everything
dressed
was on
the nines.
Point. Everything was on point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and we
please.
Heard you delivered a powerful speech there. It
That's
was a word of encouragement. And it kept everyone, and your testimony as well. It encouraged women. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
it.
I guess we need to invite you more and more. More and more.
Wow.
Yeah, more and more, because I heard a lot of, you know, reports come from all over. So they were like, no, Sis Luko did very well. And Sis Kidiboni as well. She also spoke there, and she spoke powerful words there.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Indeed, Radio Pulpit is a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
We're family.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pundi. So what do you have for us this afternoon?
Well. Also, can I request for the, what you call the link? I have a friend of mine. He is in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
So he wants to listen, but he says the only way is through the link, because they don't have DSTV there.
Oh.
They don't have, you know. Yeah.
You know, one of the easiest things to do, just search for Radio Pulpit website. It's so much easier to listen through there, but I'll definitely get it for you.
Is it?
Website,
please,
website,
as we speak,
definitely.
Just send it to me.
Okay,
so that I can also send it to him as well. Yes.
Definitely, I'll do that.
Yeah.
You can take it away then.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Today, we are going to read from the book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 30.
Okay, let me quickly navigate to it as well for you.
We are going to read verse 3, 4, 6, and 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3, 4, 6, and 8.
All right. 1 Samuel 30, verse 3 says, "So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives." And 1 Samuel 30, we move to verse 4. "Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Verse 6, we skip to verse 6. "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God." Verse 8, And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all."
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Such a powerful story, but a painful one as well.
Yeah.
Which one can also relate while they are listening to me. In your comfort zone, at work, in your house, while you are driving, we find a story that is very sad, but has got a happy ending at the end of the day.
Amen.
And it seems like this is a trend that God has. It's a pattern that God has from the book of Genesis and to Revelation. We can attest that God has been consistent.
Come on.
In using people in such a way. Mm. Or experience where people experience God in such a way.
But it
also troubles my heart now if I have to relate and take the times the times when these things were happening, and then I merge them to our times and the generation that we are in. And now I want to believe that the people who were going through such incidents or such issues and problems and trials in life, at some point they had the same question that we probably have when we are going through the most in life, where is God?
Sure.
Where is God?
Oh,
where is God? I understand when people out are asking you that question, but it's another thing when you as well, you begin to doubt the presence of God.
Come
because
on.
Now you are going through the most, and what you are going through does not reflect that God is with you.
True.
You see, now David comes to Ziklag. He comes with his troop. They are excited. I can imagine the conversations along the way because they were going back to their homes, to their comfort zone, where their children were and where their wives were. And now when they get home, they find from the distance, they see that something is not right. They see the smoke from a distance. And when they get there, they find out that the houses are burnt and the children are not there.
Come on.
And the wives are taken by the enemy, the Amalekites. Now, it disturbs me as one who is reading the scripture a bit, because now I'm trying to understand that as David, as he was, I mean, he's confirmed it that God has anointed him. And the oil of anointing was poured on him on the day when his brothers were, when he was chosen over his brothers, before his brothers' eyes and before the community. And this is the same David who kills Goliath. This is the same David whom God has confirmed and said, "I found a man after my own heart."
Come on.
So my expectation would be, God, you shouldn't allow such things to happen. Because now, how do such things happen to a man that you have confirmed, that you have anointed?
You know?
A man who believes in you, a man who has sang the whole book of Psalms. I mean, the book of Psalms is the most book which is paged, which has got a lot of pages. So, but now we find David, he's when he gets there, I can imagine his expectation when he was going there with the other men. They were excited that finally we are going home. We are going to our wives. We are going to our children. Now they get there, the whole city is burnt to ashes.
Sure.
Now, it doesn't end there. In verse 4, I get also disturbed more. You know, when you read, you get invested exactly. emotionally as well and spiritually.
Exactly.
You get into the context of the whole thing, the gist of the whole thing. You become also the character in the Bible there, you know, so that you can understand what is happening.
Yeah.
Lest we read the Bible as a story, then it loses its meaning.
And we take it out of context.
We take it out of context as well.
Yeah.
And we lose the whole weight within the context of the scripture.
True, true.
So now in verse 4, now I would have expected that the same people that are with David, they should encourage and strengthen David as their leader.
Of course.
But now, number one, they cried all together with David until they could not weep anymore. Weeping simply means you are mourning.
Of course.
And you are in great distress. You are this thing is very painful. It's emotionally draining.
You are grieved.
You understand. Mm. So all of them, they cried until they could not cry anymore.
Mm.
But now what happens next? Instead of them rising and comforting their leader, to say, okay, what is the next step? What do we do when it's like this? Now the blame game starts.
All
point at David, the leader. And it doesn't end there in blaming him. They want to stone him to death.
Sure.
So it's as if now, David, you took us out of position. If we were here, probably we could have protected our wives and our children. But you took us far off to a mission. And here we are. We are coming back empty-handed. And we are coming back with the excitement that we are going to our families.
You know what I like about what you just said?
Yeah.
Probably, most probably we would have.
Yes.
But there's no certainty in that.
Amen.
It's just that mawufuna shifty blame.
Blame.
You always act as if you would have done better.
Thank you.
Sure.
If you want to shift blame, you always suit the narrative.
You
want this thing.
Yourself.
You are pushing, are fueling this thing.
Yeah.
To an extent that as they were fueling this thing, some escalated this thing to now stoning him to death.
Sure.
To say no, which means you are good for nothing. Imagine now you are told as a leader, you are useless.
Yeah.
And now this is the man who once shielded them, protected them, prayed to God on their behalf, interceded on their behalf. And they've seen God fighting for them through David.
Listen.
Because God is a covenant-keeping God. They see their victories, but it's not because of their powerful prayers. It's because of a covenant that God has with David.
And one mishap, what do they do?
One mistake.
Mankind.
They want to get rid of David. One mistake. They want to get rid of David. They can't be patient with him. They don't want to hear his side of the story to say, but I'm also here with you.
Yeah.
My kids are also taken.
See?
My wives are also, because he had two wives at that time. He says, also, but my wives, I could imagine David trying to explain, but also my wives have been taken.
We've experienced similar
loss.
We
are also in great distress, all of us here. Instead, let us unite and find a solution and stop blaming one another. You see, but they didn't want to hear anything until David now realized that, you know what? If you want to solve things, you must involve God.
Sure.
There was a priest in their midst called Abiathar. Now David, he says to Abiathar, bring me this effort. Give me your prayer shawl. Now I'm descending from being a king. I'm now coming to the seat of becoming a pastor, a priest now, a prophet of the nation. Now I have to intercede on behalf of these people to God and find a solution. You understand? Because now they could trace that the children were not killed and the wives were not killed, but they were taken captive by the Amalekites.
Okay.
So now, but before David takes a drastic action, he first inquires of the Lord. He seeks advice from God.
Come on.
He wants to know if God gives him approval.
Yo.
In many instances, people find and land themselves in trouble because they don't want to inquire from God.
From the Lord.
They take decisions emotionally.
Oh, and
they
take
decisions mentally. Mm. They take decisions based on their titles. Mm. They take decisions based on their professions.
Come on.
But they fail to realize that certain environments, they need a godly approach.
Mm.
They need a divine approach, a divine, divine mental mindset, divine counsel. So now David, he inquires of the Lord. I imagine now how he was also distracted, because how do you inquire of the Lord while there are people who are waiting to stone you?
To stone you.
And some of
and
them
are still waiting for approval from
the Lord. And some of them, you remember, they are followers and they are believers.
Okay.
Followers are those that when things are hard, they disperse.
Yep.
But believers, they can stand and wait upon the Lord.
Mm.
Those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up wings like eagles.
Mm.
So believers, they don't care whether it's dark or it's blue. They stand on faith.
Mm.
They are not shifted from their position. They believe in scriptures, such scriptures that says, "Umumoya wombuso nivukela ningayishiyi indawo yenu."
Sure.
When that time of trouble comes, don't leave your position.
Mm.
Don't desert your position.
Amen.
Be like a watchman who will stand firm and report each and every detail, even though the enemy is advancing.
Exactly. Sure.
You see, so now we find now David is in that situation, which is very delicate, because now, remember, when you are interceding on behalf of people, emotionally you must be sober.
Yeah.
There mustn't be any dent or anything that is in your soul or in your spirit which is not in line with the mission that you are on.
Yeah.
You see. So now, David intercedes on behalf of the people.
Mm.
Now I can imagine the people, the same people that is trying to find solution. Outside, they are impatient. They are saying, let us stone him to death. After his prayer, we don't care what he's praying for and what God is saying to him.
Mm.
All we want is to finish off this man.
Mm.
You know, this man, we must do away with him.
Sure.
Imagine, the man is looking for solutions for you, but you want to get rid of him. The man is looking for solutions for you. It's just that you don't see. Probably the approach that he's taking is not your favorable.
It's not ideal for you.
It's not your favorable approach. You understand?
Yeah.
But he is still on your behalf. He is still
on
your side.
Sure.
He is still on your side. I'm actually on your side.
I'm
on your side.
Oh, and you think, listen, you're fighting me. You don't realize I'm your greatest ally.
Exactly. You understand?
Yeah.
And besides yourself, the recovery of your children, the recovery of what is lost
dependent
is linked to me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You get rid of me, it's done with
you.
See.
But you don't realize that.
But you don't realize that, because emotionally somebody is thinking emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, it's very dangerous to make a permanent decision based on a temporal situation.
Mm. Fueled by emotions.
True. And what is happening now.
Sure.
And your mind is clouded by a lot of things, the heaviness of life, troubles of life, issues of life.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says, guard your hearts with all diligence.
Come on.
You know.
For from it flows the
issues of
life.
You understand? So once you allow, you give that legal access to the issues of life, to your heart, you are gone.
Come on.
There is no more coming back. You are gone. Have you ever heard the cases where somebody commits suicide?
Sure.
It's because they've allowed the issues of life to infiltrate their heart. Mm. And once the heart pumps the blood, it doesn't only pump the blood. It also pumps signals and energies to the mind.
Okay.
It gives the mind the message, you understand,
yep.
to say it's not going to happen. You are done. Your life, just cut your life. This is the easiest route.
Sure.
Just end your life. Some of them, when they are intercepted before they do that, they realize when they are set down to be given counsel to say, but you are not supposed to go this far. You are not supposed to take this decision. Mm. Based on this, look, here is help. They help that person immediately.
Yeah.
And then they realize, you know what? Yeah, life is spiritual.
Exactly.
Life is very spiritual. So now, David intercedes on their behalf. He asks the Lord, he says, shall I pursue them? Give me. Now this is a man who is willing to even disappoint the mob,
hey.
The crowd. Because if God
had said no,
don't pursue them,
Abanka.
What was going to happen?
Exactly.
Because now David was going to say, no, I'm not going after them. God said no.
It was a tricky question. It was a very tricky question.
You understand? That's why when we read the Bible, you must be in it.
Mm.
So that you understand that God could have said no.
Yep. Yep.
And what if he said no? Don't pursue them.
Mm.
You understand that now, going out to deliver that message, because everyone is waiting. What is your God saying? All of a sudden, remember, when things are nice, they say, our God.
Yeah.
When things are no longer going okay, they say, your God, this God of yours. And now the same people, when things are okay and nice, when you personalize that God and say, like Paul, my God, they say, no, that's occultic. That's occultic. Why would you say your God? But they never say that about Paul when he said, my God shall supply all your needs. You understand?
Yeah.
So now, but I'm trying to open up somebody's mind that when we approach the scriptures, we must be able to sit down and decipher the word very much, so deep to an extent that we invest ourselves into the scriptures.
Yeah.
See yourself and see your situation, that if it was you, were you going to be David or were you going to be the crowd? Because you are either one of the two.
Yeah.
How you approach situations, you will pick up your character from there.
Mm.
That are you somebody who is emotional in actions, in acting on things? When tough times come, can you withstand the seasons of storms? Because storms come for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Storms come for a president, they come for a manager,
yep.
they come for a doctor, they come for a pastor, they come for a security officer. Mm. Storms don't care.
Listen, they don't
storms
choose.
Come.
Hey.
They just come.
Mm.
You understand?
Amen.
But how you react within the midst of the storm, it is what is going to determine the outcome of the results.
Amen.
So David encourages himself in the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Because no one else was there to encourage him.
Mm.
The people were there wanted to stone him to death.
Yeah.
So he had no option but to look unto the Lord.
Mm.
And this is the man that we hear in the book of Psalms who says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where
come
does
on.
My help come from? From God.
Come on.
So this is a man who has, his life has, he has learned to rely and depend on God, not men.
My help comes from?
The Lord.
Not the hills.
Yes. Yeah, from the Lord.
From the Lord.
Amen.
The maker of heaven and earth.
You understand?
Yeah.
So now he resorts to his own system now.
Mm.
That no, if people, the system from the people, the help from the people, helpers.
Mm.
You know, when you're always praying for destiny helpers and they don't show up,
yeah.
you end up blaming God.
True.
Only to find out God said it clearly in the scriptures that I'm your present help.
In times of need.
When people don't help you, God is your help. He will send somebody. If there is no one in the city to provide for you, ravens are there.
Come on.
You will use a raven system. God can never be stranded.
Yeah.
And God will never be stranded. Mm. When he said, I'm Jehovah Jireh, he meant it. And he still is.
Yeah.
He provides. It's just that sometimes he might not provide the way you anticipated, or the direction that you saw, you had, the direction that you have paved for yourself, that he must come through this way. God can come anyhow. God can provide. He's a multifaceted God.
Yep.
That's why the Bible says he's Jehovah El Shaddai, the Lord who is more than enough.
Amen.
He's a multi-breasted God.
Come on.
So his provision doesn't come from one well. He is a God of many provisions.
Man.
You see. So now God gives him a green light. He says, look, no, go. Pursue them.
Mm.
And then he says, you will overtake them and you shall recover all. Now he asks for one thing, but God adds two more other things.
More.
He says, don't worry, you will pursue them.
Mm.
In fact, while you are pursuing them, I will give you speed.
Come on.
I will give you speed to achieve what you wanted to achieve. If this thing was meant to be achieved in 10 years, you will achieve it in 1 year.
Mm.
If this thing was meant to be achieved in 5 years, you are going to achieve it in 5 months. So God says, in other words, he says, you will overtake them. Overtaking simply means I will accelerate your season.
All right.
I will accelerate your pace. Yeah. I will accelerate your breakthrough. I will accelerate your healing. Mm. I will accelerate your restoration, your recovery.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then he says, you shall recover all.
Mm.
In other words, in life, it does happen, Sis Luko, where we think we have lost it all, only to find out that what we assume or think we have lost is not lost.
Lalele, it's there.
It's still there.
It's there.
Remember, it happened to Jacob. All his life, he was grieving for Joseph, thinking that Joseph is dead. Only to find out Joseph was alive.
All right.
And Joseph says, he confirms it in the scriptures. He says, "All you meant this for evil, but God sent me ahead of you."
Come on.
God sent me ahead of you so that I can provide for you. He says, stay here in Goshen City. Don't leave, so that I can provide for you and your families. If you stay next to me, it shall be well with you.
Amen.
You see.
Amen.
So. God says you shall recover all.
Mm.
He is a God of recovery.
Mm.
I'm speaking to somebody right now at home, in your office, in wherever you are. I pray that let God recover everything that you lost.
Amen.
May that peace that you once had,
may
it be recovered in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm.
That joy that you once had, may it come back to you multiplied.
Amen.
The cards that you lost, probably they were repossessed by the bank. The house that was repossessed by the bank. May you recover it all. Everything that you lost your marriage, may you recover it all. You lost your children. There's no connection between you and your children.
Yeah.
Your children are living somewhere and you know they are very successful, but they are not talking to you. I pray to God today as you are listening to me, may you recover it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you lost in life, be it its sleep. There are people that I know who can't even sleep unless they drink sleeping pills. I pray that you recover your sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. Recover your health in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you lost is not lost.
Amen.
It's still there.
Come on.
Lord says, pursue your dreams. Pursue your vision.
Mm.
Pursue your destiny. You shall overtake them. It doesn't matter who is ahead of you. There are people who might despise you right now.
Mm.
There are people who might undermine you right now.
Yeah.
There are people who might talk. You are the talk of the city, talk of the town right now.
Mm.
It's okay. But God says, don't worry. You will overtake them.
Come on.
And after overtaking, you shall recover everything that you lost in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Fundis. We truly are revived this afternoon. Thank you for that word. God bless you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Sis Luko.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.